T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Well, no relief for the weary. The Senate can't get out of its own way on a package to put checks in people's pockets.
Our reason for voting no to move forward with this agreement is, very frankly, it's a bad deal.
But help is on the way to New York City, which could really use it.
1,000 beds for coronavirus patients coming to the Javits Center.
It's open. It is ready to go.
I'm Sean Adams outside the Javits Center.
Well, now known COVID-19 patients include Senator Rand Paul, German Chancellor Merkel, and reportedly Harvey Weinstein. And today, testing will ramp up.
After a Bergen County drive-through testing site was overwhelmed, New Jersey opens another at the PNC Bank Arts Center in Homedale. I'm Marla Diamond.
The mayor is not pleased with how well we are social distancing, and that includes a couple that held a wedding yesterday on Staten Island.
Canada is out of this summer's Tokyo Olympics if they're not postponed. This is Brad Heller.
And sweet Caroline, Neil Diamond is doing his part to give us a lift.
This is Monday, March 23rd, 2020.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
I don't know, it doesn't feel like a Monday because it didn't feel like a weekend. The day's just kind of blurring together. It's kind of weird, isn't it? Good morning, I'm Wayne Cabot.
Good morning. I'm Steve Scott. Wayne, good to be with you this morning. The news today is the same as yesterday, only worse. But we fully expected that. Every day sees a surge in numbers. On our way, we hope, to a flattening of that curve soon. More about that in a moment. But first, the inaction in Washington at a time when we need them the most.
Yeah, people are really scratching their heads about this. The deal to send checks to people and to businesses fell apart last night. That $1 trillion plan, which could amount to close to $2 trillion, now amounts to nothing. And Steve, I know you spoke last night with Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal.
Very frankly, it's a bad deal. It provides inadequate compensation and cash for families and workers so they can pay their bills. It provides inadequate aid for small businesses in the way of grants, as well as loans, and it fails to meet the medical emergency and crisis that we face by investing sufficiently in our healthcare infrastructure. And it really provides completely inadequate help for cities and states like New York and Connecticut that are expending literally billions of dollars, and they need to be reimbursed and helped.
Senator, are you concerned at all about the optics? Already there are headlines that say Democrats block coronavirus aid bill. Are you concerned about that?
I'm concerned about getting it right. For example, a blank check bailout or slush fund for the airlines or some other special interests or industries without safeguards for workers strikes me as inadequate for the public interest. And I'm concerned about getting it right for those workers who need unemployment insurance that really enables them to live at the same level with the same pay over a longer period of time, because who knows how many people are going to be out of work and for how long.
Holy Name Hospital in Teaneck says it is down to a four-day supply of respirator masks and is all out of disposable gowns. Holy Name is well-equipped to handle mass casualties with an underground room that can be used with a separate ventilation system, but it does not mean much if doctors and nurses can't be safe. By the way, the hospital CEO, who was first to tell us on WCBS that the virus is really affecting younger people, that CEO, Mike Marone, now has it himself.
Hey, Steve, back to Blumenthal for a second. You talked to him last night. Did he give you any indication that there would be some progress today? Might they get this thing through soon?
They are talking today. They plan to be meeting again throughout the morning. They have another vote scheduled for sometime around noon. But we seem to be seeing the same loggerheads, the same differences that surface so often here. The Democrats are saying that the Republicans are simply trying to give breaks to the wrong people, big corporations and not plain old folks and working folks. And while the Republicans say the Democrats are just playing politics.
All right. Meantime, we have the virus making prison tougher for the one-time Hollywood movie mogul and now convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein. A source tells the Post that he has COVID-19. He is at the Wendy Correctional Facility in upstate New York and likely got it at Rikers, where now 38 inmates have it.
Stock futures are indicating a lower opening this morning. Joe Connolly is here with this morning's big money story. Joe?
Well, guys, Dow futures are down 500 points. They were down about 1,000. Wall Street is saying three things have to happen for the stock market to stabilize, then eventually recover. First, depends on how quickly the virus is contained. Of course, everything that is being done, and now Northwell Health starts three different clinical trials today. Second, companies need access to money, which the Federal Reserve says it is ensuring and will continue to. And third, when will Congress approve a flood of cash into the financial system to help individuals and companies have the cash to get through this?
Joe, progress is being made as of this morning. The old Javits Convention Center is now, I guess you call it, the Javits Coronavirus Hospital. Let's go there live. And WCBS reporter Sean Adams. Sean, a lot of beds will go online today.
Indeed, sprawling and spacious, the Javits Center is an ideal location to house coronavirus patients. Overflow from the hospitals, if and when that happens. President Trump has given a thumbs up for 1,000 beds. FEMA is at the ready with mobile hospitals, 250 beds each. Here's Governor Cuomo.
We're asking for four of those 250-bed configurations to be assembled in the Javits Center. The Javits Center can easily manage them. It's in the heart of Manhattan. They're fully equipped. They're fully staffed. Again, we are ready to go as soon as the federal government is ready to go.
Well, the governor also wants the Army Corps of Engineers to set up temporary medical facilities at the Westchester Center in White Plains and at SUNY Stony Brook in Old Westbury. Those facilities, though, would still need to be staffed and supplied, so that's another logistical challenge. To help, the National Guard has been mobilized, and the president says the federal government will cover 100% of the cost. Live at the Javits Center, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
And Sean, after a coronavirus testing facility in Bergen County was overrun with patients yesterday, New Jersey is opening a second facility today, this one in Monmouth County. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond joins us now with that. Marla?
And Steve, the testing site in New Jersey is at the PNC Bank Art Center at exit 116 off the parkway in Homedale, New Jersey. On Friday, New Jersey opened its first testing site at Bergen County Community College, but demand soon outpaced supply and the site was shut down. By noon on Friday, they ran out of testing supplies. So as the new Monmouth County site opens at 8 this morning, Governor Phil Murphy has a request.
Do not go to either the Bergen Community College site or the PNC Bank Art Center if you're not a Jersey resident and you're not symptomatic. We cannot right now, with limited supplies and limited manpower, accept with what is being referred to as the worried well.
Yeah, do not come if you don't have symptoms. Murphy says both sites do have the ability to collect 2,500 specimens a week. A third testing site is opening in Union County at Kane University, but it will be by appointment only. Reporting live, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Marla, thank you. We're hearing the mayor is not pleased with how we are social distancing. Then there was a couple on Staten Island that decided to get married yesterday, and that's all straight ahead on the Morning News Roundup. Now in the Morning News Roundup, the WCBS Weather Center forecast. Hey, Craig Allen, here I am in Jersey exile reporting this morning from my basement. I'm looking out the window and there's snow coming down.
Yes, there is. This is a pretty interesting forecast coming up for us here with wet snow falling across the western and northern suburbs from this system. So it has started to reach the ground. It's above us on radar, above the city and right around portions of the five boroughs, as well as western Long Island, western Connecticut getting into it now, and it looks like, just about all the Hudson Valley. So it's just a matter of the air moistening up and letting those snowflakes fall to the ground. Very interesting start to this system. Here's what's going to happen. It will change to rain, and it'll be a cold, nasty, rainy day for most areas, but you work your way back on up towards the northwest corner of New Jersey, the Poconos, the Catskills, the mid-Hudson Valley. In other words, from 84 on north, and the same thing in Connecticut. And you could pick up several inches of snow, 2, 3, 4 inches of snow, before it mixes with and changes over to rain in those far north and west suburbs. Today's high, 45. It took this long for something like that to happen. Not the city, though. There won't be any accumulations around the city. Tonight, rain ending close to 40. Tuesday, mixed sun and clouds, a much milder 54 to 58. And then Wednesday, cloudy and chilly with rain again. And the highs will be in the middle 40s. Right now in the city, it's 37, humidity 72%, and an easterly wind 10 to 20 miles per hour.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Well, Mayor de Blasio says he is disappointed that not everyone is following social distancing guidelines, and the mayor says he's ready to call in the police if necessary. Here's WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Yes, even during an outbreak, people still need time outdoors, but keep it limited, says Mayor de Blasio.
There's no more gatherings. There's no more events. There's no more big barbecues.
The NYPD will be on the lookout for anyone who seems to be taking their time.
Go out, get a minimum amount of exercise, get what you need, and then get back indoors.
Governor Cuomo and City Council Speaker Cory Johnson have endorsed the idea of opening up streets to people, allowing for more social distance. But de Blasio's hitting the brakes.
It cannot be, oh, we're just going to close off some streets and leave it be. If we do that, I guarantee you what will happen is a whole lot of people start to congregate.
He says it will be considered, but right now it's too much for the NYPD to handle. Playgrounds have also been a point of contention. They cannot be sanitized, de Blasio says, and parents need to keep watch to make sure they aren't getting too crowded.
If our police, our parks enforcement officers, or other enforcement agents see a playground that's starting to fill up, they're going to clear it out.
Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
All right, then there's the Staten Island couple that decided to ignore the public safety warnings and got married yesterday at Our Lady of Pity Church in the Bull's Head section. Talk about bullheaded. The New York Archdiocese says the church was wrong to hold that wedding yesterday. About 20, 25 guests were there in attendance, including some elderly people. At one point, the cops showed up. The bride rolled up in a white Rolls Royce. And when it was over, the newlyweds, Mr. and Mrs. John Fuchs, offered F-bombs to a reporter. Archdiocese spokesman Joe Zwilling says guests sat far apart in the pews, but still, they're going to have a talk with that priest.
Here's what you need to know in sports now with Brad Heller.
Oh, Steve, postponing the Summer Olympics is now a possibility because of the coronavirus, according to Japan's prime minister. This after Canada announced it will not send its athletes to Tokyo unless the games are pushed back to next year. Then Australia followed, telling its athletes to prepare for the games in 2021. The decision is up to the IOC, which set a deadline for 4 weeks. They said canceling the games is not an option. The opening ceremony is scheduled for July 24th. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball's hopes for a mid-May start don't sound great, especially after Blue Jays GM Mark Shapiro said the players would need at least another month of spring training in order to be ready for a regular season. Shapiro added the camps aren't likely to open for some time. Jazz forward Rudy Gobert tweeted last night about his experience with the coronavirus. Quote, just to give you guys an update, loss of smell and taste is definitely one of the symptoms. Haven't been able to smell anything for the last 4 days. Anyone experiencing the same thing? End of quote. Of course, it was Gobert's positive test that really set everything in motion in terms of the sports shutdown. And from the NFL, the Jets are adding former Colts corner Pierre Desir on a one-year deal. Brad Heller, WCBS 880 Sports.
You're never more than 15 minutes from the big stories on WCBS.
Morning, I'm Steve Scott.
And I'm Wayne Cabot here in a winter wonderland out in Jersey where the snow is coming down. It's just a light accumulation here before it changed to rain.
Here are three things to know. The number of coronavirus cases in New York City has topped 10,000. At least 99 people have died in the city. New Jersey has 1,900 cases with 114 deaths. Connecticut, 237 confirmed cases and 8 deaths so far.
The second thing, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says he feels fine after he tested positive for COVID-19. He went to the Senate gym while he was awaiting his test results. Not sure why he did that. He says he was tested because he had traveled recently, and Utah Senators Mitt Romney and now Mike Lee are also self-quarantining because they were in close proximity to Senator Paul.
And number three, you won't see toll collectors at the Lincoln and Holland Tunnels or the George Washington Bridge. The Port Authority has removed all toll collectors to keep them healthy. You can either pay with Easy Pass or they will send you a bill in the mail.
And we're hearing this morning from Brooklyn's own Neil Diamond. Sorry, Joe Causey. Neil Diamond is a Monday morning social media sensation for a video he posted of him and his dog and his guitar in front of a roaring fireplace with new lyrics to a 1969 classic.
Hi, everybody. This is Neil Diamond, and I know we're going through a rough time right now, but I love you, and I think maybe if we sing together, well, we'll just feel a little bit better. Give it a try, okay? Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Reaching out, don't touch me, I won't touch you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
Well, don't worry, we're not in Fenway Park. 2 years ago, Neil Diamond said he has Parkinson's disease and was done touring, so this video is a nice surprise. Download our daily morning news roundup podcast. Search for it wherever you get your podcasts. Type in WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup and subscribe today.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Over to the Weather Center now, Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen with our five-day forecast.
And we started off with, believe it or not, a winter storm warning for the western sections of Ulster County and Sullivan County. And we have a winter weather advisory for the Poconos as well as Litchfield County in Connecticut. Those are areas that are going to pick up several inches of snow before it changes to rain. The rest of the region, we have our rain starting with some wet snowflakes mixed in, and high temperatures today only up around 45. The wind will pick up from the east. It'll just be a cold, nasty day. The rain this afternoon and this evening could be heavy at times. Then for tonight, it drops down to, well, within a few of 40. The rain comes to an end. And we recover nicely tomorrow. Nice day. Mixed sun and clouds, much milder, 54 to 58, but back to rainy weather on Wednesday and highs in the middle 40s. The Altice five-day forecast, mostly sunny Thursday, 54 to 58, and a very mild Friday, but with our next chance of showers and temperatures will be near 60. 37 now, humidity 72%, east wind 10 to 20, and not a very nice day coming up. Today's high about 45.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.